You seem to be a young Republican who's conservative but thinking differently. Maybe open to the possibilities that the culture is changing and people are changing. Does that sound accurate?
Well, certainly the Republican Party is changing. As the Florida legislature gets younger as a result of term limits, you see more conservatives that lean libertarian. And I think that has a positive impact on a state that wants to be a real safe harbor for freedom and for individual choice on matters like health care. And I think that's had a positive effect on the state.
I want to talk about the changing culture. Just a few years ago, it would have been unheard of that the Florida legislature would have medical marijuana in legislation and on the ballot. We have Florida's gay marriage ban that may wind up being overturned by the courts. We're talking about offering in-state tuition to the kids of illegal immigrants. What are your thoughts about how things are changing?
Well, those aren't all positions that I support, but certainly on the issue of medical cannabis, the evidence is overwhelming that marijuana does have medicinal value. And if you were to apply a pretty traditional conservative matrix over the issue, I think most conservatives would say that they don't want the government overly involved and excessively entangled in the decisions that they have to make regarding the health care of their families and their children.
You've gotten a lot of attention for your efforts to legalize a non-euphoric form of marijuana known as Charlotte's Web. And it's no small feat that you seem to have swayed your dad on this. What kind of reaction did you get initially from Republicans when you brought this forward?
Most Republicans had the same reaction that I had, which is that, you know, we didn't want to start the process of normalizing aderrant behavior. But I think that the more we've learned about the issue, the more we've come to the conclusion that non-euphoric marijuana has a very low probability of abuse and a very high probability of success, particularly among children with intractable epilepsy. I could tell you that some of the initial debates around the dinner table were spirited, and fortunately, Mom took my side, and that always helps in getting Dad on the right page.
Do you think, looking at the state now, that Charlotte's Web and medical marijuana will be legal in Florida soon?
I think that medical marijuana is going to be legal everywhere in the country in probably the next 10 to 12 years. And I think if my bill passes legalizing Charlotte's Web, then we will have the most medicinal marijuana with premium access without creating kind of a secondary market for recreational use by minors.
Do you see any other, I don't know, controversial cultural issues, gambling, for example, that lawmakers might tackle in the near future?
I think we're going to have to. I think that if the state doesn't do something regarding our gaming laws, it is very likely that the people who support more gambling will do what the people who have supported more marijuana have done, and that is seek constitutional revisions that force the legislature's hand. So, you know, I'm not someone that's overly enthusiastic about having a casino on any corner, on every corner, just like I don't want to see a pot shop on every corner. But I think that we can have a measured, reasonable approach in the legislature, and I'm excited to be a part of that conversation.
You've been open about your DUI arrest in 2008. That charge was dropped, but you recently discussed the fact that your mugshot is out there, and a bill put forward by a committee you chair would prevent mugshots from being made public unless a suspect is convicted. I just want to ask you, how has that experience haunted you, and how has it helped you?
Well, it's helped me far more than it's haunted me. I think that in everyone's life, they make decisions that they regret, and I'm no exception to that rule. And that was a very difficult vote for me to cast on that bill because the issue of public access is what I care about. I litigate public records cases and open government cases, but there are real challenges created when every time someone's name is Googled for a job interview or, you know, when you meet someone that you go on a first date with and then all of a sudden there's a mugshot that's not tied to a conviction but tied to suspicion of wrongdoing. And frankly, I don't think the Florida legislature this year will pass any bills that will restrict access to online mugshots because I don't think we've artfully struck the balance between an individual's right to, you know, be innocent until proven guilty but also protecting the rights of the public to know what's going on.
Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know about you or about this process?
I cannot overstate the importance of people bringing their ideas to their legislators. I would never have proposed legislation to liberalize marijuana laws in Florida if desperate parents of sick children hadn't sat in my office and asked me to explain to them why I wouldn't help them get care for a seizing child. If there's an issue you care about, get eyeball to eyeball with the people who work for you in Tallahassee.
Representative Matt Gaetz, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.